listening to Tassie and Counters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and today we have David Maxwell joining us from Launceston, and this is not just today, but all week on our new Tassie Encounters Moments series and our new format. So welcome, David. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Jason.
It's great to have you here. We've got our new format now, and I want to remind our listeners, this is new content. These are not recordings, or they are recordings, but they're not old replays. So do text us in still, and we do watch and read those text messages, and we're going to include your responses in our final episode for the week on our Fridays. So we do encourage you to text us in on our show number 0488880891. David, we're sort of continuing on from where you left off with our longer format programs. So yes. I want to remind our listeners they can go back and listen to those episodes on our Tassie Encounters or Significant Sevens of Revelation program. You can do that on the website or using the app. So I'd encourage you to do that if you want to get the context of where we're coming from today with this program called The Beast from the Earth.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, we're going to look at some misuses of power this week in the Old Testament as well as in Revelation. And as Jason, as you've said, if people would like to catch up with some of the background to where we're at, then please go onto the site and have a look at the app and have a look or have a listen to those programs. Just a warning we should issue for this program. I don't really think it would be suitable for children. Some of the content in the Bible that we're looking at and the discussions that we'll be having may be a bit discomforting for them. It talks about a systemic misuse of power. And so we just need to be sure that people understand we're talking about systemic misuses of power through systems, not particular people who might be part of those systems or faiths. So yeah. Please don't take it personally. We are looking at historic and worldwide systems.
Yes.
And how they've used or misused power.
Yeah, and some of the Bible passages we read today do include some graphic material, so that's why we want to warn you that if you've got children listening, it's probably best idea to turn it down or listen to this at another time. So these are episodes that are available on our website, and you can go there, look for the Tassie Encounters Moments program or Tassie Encounters, and you'll be able to find them there. So great. David, yeah, lead us into today.
Yeah, no worries. So this week we're going to be looking at Revelation 13, the second part of Revelation 13, and it talks about some systemic misuse of power. And so for a background to that today, I'm going to see if there are any other places in the Bible. I'm going to look at one in particular where there was what I would say is a misuse of power. And I'm going to look at this man in the Bible called Samson. Now, some people might have heard about Samson, and he's found in the book of Judges in chapter 13, and he was supposed to become God's deliverer or a deliverer of God's people. But the way I see it, now this is my opinion, but the way I see it is that he became a little self-obsessed with his power, and he used it a little bit for his own benefit, really. And often that's what people might do if they get power and they let it go to their head. I guess we've all seen examples of that. So in Judges chapter 13, I'll just read a few verses to give us an understanding of where Samson came from. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. Now, that's not God saying, here you go, you better beat them up and give them a hard time. He pulls back his protection, and he says, all right, well, you're just going to be subject to what happens to you if you don't want my leading. So now there was a certain man from Zorah and of the family of the Danites. So this is the Israelite families, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. Poor Manoah's wife doesn't even get a name mentioned in here. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed, Now you are barren and have borne no children, but you will receive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, not to eat anything unclean, for behold, you will conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. So you can see from these introductory texts that the people of Israel had been left by their own because they'd reject God. They didn't want him. So he steps back and says, okay, a term we use in Australia, bullies, I'm hands off. You can do what you want. And because they were doing evil. They were doing evil. They weren't just, you know, not following God. They were doing evil. So for 40 years, the surrounding nations, particularly the Philistines, had given them a really hard time. And now it seems they were ready for some help. Have you ever done anything wrong, Jason, been subject to discipline?
I certainly have. I remember a time when I was at school in grade 5 and I led a bit of a revolution against our teacher who I felt was treating us unfairly, and I organised a group of us to walk out when we were meant to go to recess, because he kept on keeping us in, and I said, okay, we're just going to walk out. And, of course, we got punished for that. We got detention for a number of days.
Oh, that's terrible. I never would never think of that for you, Jason.
I didn't like injustices, and I felt that it was unjust to keep us in overtime when it was meant to be lunchtime or whatever. So.
Yeah, look, that's a really good example. But you were doing it for good reason.
I was trying to, but I didn't go around it very well.
Yeah. Mine wasn't so great. It was about speeding. So we can leave that for another time.
Okay.
Look, Samson obviously being told by his parents what it was like to be a Nazarite. And Nazarites were supposed to be a type of the Messiah. Well, certainly he was anyway, as a Nazarite. Messiah who was going to come and deliver the Israelites. But he was going to start doing this and deliver them from the Philistines. Now, a Nazarite wasn't to cut his hair, drink wine or vinegar, wasn't to eat grapes or raisins, and he was even to avoid corpses and graves, even if it was his own family. And that's pretty tough. So, you know, they were really called to be separate. And as a Nazarite, they were supposed to be pure, but I hardly think pure is a good word to describe Samson when you read his story. Firstly, it says not a whole lot about his upbringing, but what happens is the story doesn't start off well, because he goes and chooses a pagan wife from the Philistines, and on his way back to see her one day, a lion attacks him, and he gets this power from God. He kills the lion with his bare hands, and ages later, this carcass is infested with bees. He takes some at another point, and so he's not supposed to touch the carcasses, but he takes some, and then he sets up a riddle to annoy the Philistines. And when they bother his wife to get the answer, he gets so mad he goes out and kills 30 Philistines to pay the debt. And this starts some tit-for-tat events that up the ante each time between Samson and Philistines. So, firstly, Samson leaves his wife and the Philistines give it to someone else. Then Samson burns all the crops in retaliation. So the Philistines kill his ex-wife and her father. Then Samson goes and kills a whole heap of Philistines, and then they ask if he can be arrested and handed over to them.
Mm-hmm.
So as the Israelites are handing him over, because he says, I'll behave myself, as he is being handed over to the Philistines, he breaks his bonds and he picks up a donkey's jawbone and he kills 1,000 of these soldiers. Now, that's crazy to understand that, but that's what he does. And then it seems he's left alone for about 20 years and he leads the Israelites.
It seems Samson's really using his power for, you know, his own personal reasons to some extent, where I believe God really gave it to him to use for the benefit of the nation.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. And then what happens after that is, you know, he goes to a prostitute and he seems he has this eye for the ladies. Mm. And the next woman he ends up marrying or choosing, it ends up being his downfall. So many people have heard about Delilah and how she tries to weasel out of him. She wears him down and tries to weasel out of him where his strength comes from. And he says the strength comes from his hair. And in reality, that's not where his strength comes from. You know, the hair is just an outward appearance, evidence, if you like, that he's special by God and he's chosen by God. And so when his hair's cut, the outside evidence is removed, which shows the inside relationship's been broken.
Mm.
So there's a lot of lessons we can learn from Samson. He didn't need to suffer the way he did at the end of his life, you know, because he loses his strength, he gets his eyes gouged out, he becomes a slave, and it's not until right at the end of his life, after he's been, you know, a year as a or many years as a slave, that he's able to have time to think about God and come back and listen to God, and God gives him the strength one last time. And he does deliver the Israelites because, you know, he pulls down the temple and he kills more in this one act than he did in his whole life.
Mm.
And I think what I really find in this story is that if Samson had just been humble throughout his life and used the strength that God gave him to a better end, he could have had a longer life. He could have been remembered as a much better person. But interestingly enough, he is mentioned in Hebrews in the Book of Faith.
Mm. That is interesting. You know? Mm.
And you think, man, Samson, after a life like that?
Mm.
But today, really, I want to just challenge our listeners and say to them, if you've been blessed with some kind of talent from God, remember where it came from and use it wisely.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we've got for you today, but do tune in for the rest of the week. We're going to be continuing this topic of really focusing on the abuse or misuse of power. So we've got our book offer just after this promo.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So our book offer today is actually a DVD, not a book offer at all. And it's called The Final Events of Bible Prophecy. And you can text in the code TEM02 to 0488880891. So that's TEM for Tassie Encounters Moments, 02. Text it in to 0488880891. This DVD unlocks the amazing Bible truths of Earth's last days. So do grab a copy of that by texting in the code. Well, that's all we've got for you right now, but do join us on our next episode tomorrow, and we've got more discussion of another situation where there's a lot of abuse of power prophesied. So as we go out today, this is a beautiful song, and it's by Scripture Lullabies. It's called Strength of My Heart, and we just pray that you encounter Jesus more today and every day as we go throughout this week. Thank you for joining us, David, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
We'll chat again tomorrow.
Desire beside you. you.